Hey folks, Engineer Eric here. Just a little pre-show banter and backpedaling to explain to all the multitudes of audiophiles we have out there in our listening audience that, due to some explainable and unexplainable technical issues I encountered before the show, I totally forgot to enable the record on Jimmy's track. Now I know what some of you are saying, so what, right? Well, since it is the Jimmy Doan Show, at Jimmy's request, I caved in and mixed the merge backup, so what you hear is what you get. Not much Mixmeister E-Train Wundersplashen und Trackenhacken on this one. Not to worry, though, because this week's special guest, besides us schlackies, is the Bobble Man, joining us once again from the Blue Man Group in Boston. Enjoy the show.
Oh, Jimmy!
It's your ID, Connie.
All right, we got it.
Closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jimbo
Show. Oh, my God. Well, we're a little late.
Back again.
That's
what do you
right.
Mean we're right on time.
We're right on time.
That's
right.
We're not late.
We're not late. No, we're
right
never late.
Time.
We're never late. This is
always
great.
Ahead of the curve. It's always. The Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right. And we got Jack Rhodes here with us today.
Hey, it's good to be here, Jimmy.
So, as part of this, going to be the Jack Rhodes Show.
It's always the Jack Rhodes Show.
That's right. Counselor Curtis.
Hey, what's happening, Jimmy?
Who will answer all of our legal questions, which we have many today.
As
no
usual,
problem.
Usual mini legal questions.
And then we've got our engineer, Eric.
Let me see your ID card.
I want to talk about that in just a second. And Laura.
We have Laura.
DJ Laura.
Shut the hell up, Laura.
Whoa, an entire hello. All the syllables of the entire word.
Almost totally into the mic.
Wow, that's right. Pretty impressive.
We want to say hello. We want to say hello to, I did want to say hello to Stefan Maonu, which I forgot to say last time, because he's cut way back on what he's done at Free Domain Radio.
Yeah.
I don't like to listen to his wife gets on and does therapy, and then he does dream stuff. I don't listen to that, but the other stuff.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I'm serious, he does, and I'm not much into that stuff. But anyway, he's a cutback, but
Jimmy
stuff is still good. Stuff
therapy.
Is still good. Anyway, the other thing is, don't tell me now.
John.
Hanger Dogs.
Hanger Dogs.
Always want to say hello to the Hanger Dogs. And
we got some new listeners.
And we have some new listeners
coming.
And some old listeners. The Murfreesboro company. You know, they bang on this thing all the time. I don't know what the story is. They wish we would post every day.
They're like addicted to heroin. We're like heroin.
That's right. But I did notice that Moscow, Russia, again, is coming in, and they're repeats.
Loud and clear.
Hey, Perestroika.
And then Topanga, California, and the, let's see what else here I'm trying to.
We had two different listeners.
Amblin, Ohio.
Is that what it is?
Chapel Hill, North
UK,
Carolina.
UK, India, with New Delhi.
Gunnison,
another from New Delhi. Morocco's back.
We always like
Morocco. From Morocco. Patty sent us an email. Thank you, Patty. And John also sent us an email about, what was this about?
Oh, my God, about the setup, man. About the people that were sending. There was
Manassas
like,
Park,
oh, right,
Virginia.
Right, right. Well, that was on BVBL or DVDL or B. It was called Black Velvet, Black Leather or something. That was the bar.
Black Bruce Lee. Black Velvet Bruce Lee.
Right, which
something.
Is, and that was the setup that the cops were setting themselves up and arrested, and they were walking away and they were trying to get this guy.
Yeah, they actually had informants going in there that were trying to sell drugs, and then the place is getting raided and the informants are getting arrested.
And then,
but then here's the deal. The bar owner got penalized because of the FDA or whatever else are saying, hey man, you got too many drug problems in your bar.
Right, it was the liquor board.
Liquor board. That's
Wanted
right.
To pull
right. Liquor board.
Wanted
to pull his because he had too many drug problems when it was the cops putting the drugs in his place.
Right, and what happened was they apparently came by and said, could we put drugs in your place because we're running a sting operation?
Right.
And always willing to help out.
Of course.
He said,
sure.
You know, the cops are your friend. And so,
Rortio, mate.
That's right.
And all right, hey, do we have a list, Jimmy?
No, not that. Do we have a list?
We have a list.
I didn't make
lots
a list.
Of lists.
I'm going to go back down a short list.
Okay,
do
sure
we want
list.
The? I do want to read my response to the President's Day. Mm-hmm. Which was Monday.
Right.
Oh, today, by the way, is what? The 22nd or something? What is the 20?
February 21st.
21st is today.
Wednesday, yes. February 21st.
Okay, so tomorrow is George Washington's birthday.
Is it really?
Yes. The 12th is Abraham Lincoln. But see, what we've done is, what they did is, when I was growing up, George Washington's birthday was always a time when you could get something. The stores would open up like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Get
back
a free
then.
Quarter.
Well, you could get a television for a quarter. And, of course, back then, television, 2-inch black and white TV was $500 or something.
Well, we take Washington's birthday off every year, right, Jimmy?
Yeah. No. Well, what they have now is President's Day, and this is where you could celebrate.
We took that off.
Like,
too.
For instance, you can celebrate Bill Clinton's birthday on that day.
Anybody you want.
But Monday was
President's Day. I want to talk to you about that because Gallup poll came out and rated the top five rated presidents. I'm going to read you that. Okay, let me just go through a list here. Right. Meteor warning system needed.
Oh yeah.
Britney Spears is trying desperately to shove Anna Nicole Smith off the front page.
That's right, light notes.
A team of neuroscientists announced a scientific breakthrough. Minority Report comes true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the Tom Cruise movie, remember?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're actually, guess what? Surprise, surprise. That's coming. There's a debate over children and psychiatric drugs, and there was some arrests.
I got some info on that.
And, of course, speaking of children with psychiatric drugs, Scalia's daughter was arrested for DUI.
Sorry about that, Dad.
Do you think she'll get off, so to speak?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to ask the counselor about
first
that.
First offense.
I didn't realize this, but did you know that mercury thermometers, the kind used to stick up your bodies in your mouth, are illegal to sell these days?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I found out. Now, because of the Nazi sub issue.
Yes, that's right, which we talked about last time.
No, we did not.
People we did not.
I have
mercury.
A big deal with
okay,
that.
Okay, so that's on the list,
we
too.
We got lots of
okay, but before we get started, I do want
what
to mention
else?
One.
We got
some
more
lists.
Time.
Oh,
yeah.
go ahead.
Wait, I'm not quite done yet.
So remember, speaking of presidents, Lincoln's number one.
Yeah, that's right, but I did want to say a couple things. First of all, I'm going to go on the... I may not be back ever again because I'm going on a driving trip to Virginia,
with
starting
grandma?
Tomorrow with grandma.
With grandma.
Sealed in a steel-shelled Lincoln.
Coffin,
that's right. And so there's a very real possibility that razors will come out and throats will be slit. Mine.
I actually had to cut out the last suicide explanation from the last show because it was such a hysterical thing. I may have to post that as Jimmy's suicide attempt number one.
Oh, is that where the...
Of course, it's not an attempt. I mean, it would work. I mean, these are plans.
Well,
you know?
we're also gonna have to post the colonel. So
that's right. Well, we got
that.
Okay. Now, the other thing I did, another website that I want people to go to, which is really a good one, is FEE.org. You can get a daily fee. It's a Foundation for Economic Enterprise. Really good. They've been around for 100 years at, 50 anyway.
Sponsor the show, Jimmy? Or?
No, I wish. But, you know, I sponsor them. I mean, seriously, they're a nonprofit and it's really a good website. And the Freeman Magazine, that you have to pay for, but you can get for free, you can get a daily take. This is really fabulous stuff. You can get a super libertarian take on the Daily's news. And the way it works is this. They pick out the top headlines, and then they go back and research an article. They published like a dozen articles a month for 50 years. And they go back and they pull out an article that relates to that particular news headline and how the libertarian approach would have been better, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, you can get that in your mailbox every day. And for the people who listen to the Jimmy Doan Show, this is absolutely worthwhile.
Right, so
and
it's a podcast?
It's as good as... Yeah, no. I don't know if they have a podcast.
FEE.org.
I have linked to it from our homepage. And actually, it's... I think it might have gotten moved to the archive page, but it's definitely linked to from our website.
Okay, well, we need that. I just want to make that as... And that's as good as a Lou Rockwell.
Hey, we're going to have some new
pictures.
Absolutely.
Lou Rockwell is killer.
Too,
so. I do like Lou Rockwell.
Now,
a lot.
The other thing that I want to advise all listeners to do, if you haven't done, is to go and review Brazil.
The movie Brazil.
The movie Brazil.
But
that's right.
See it.
Not Boys from Brazil. I'm talking about the Terry Gilliam movie.
It's fabulous.
No, it's fabulous.
Terry
it
also did Time Bandits, I believe.
Right? Yes, he did.
Very
that's
good.
Right. And among others. But I mean, he's obviously a nut. Perfect.
Yeah. I knew I had it in there.
I love it. It's perfect. Anyway,
all right, finish up.
Christ, you're paranoid.
All right, so let's wrap up the list. And then
that's it. I'm done.
Oh, we're done. Just like that, amazing timing. Perfect.
Amazing time.
Jimmy.
Let me just see here. I was going to do a Johnson update.
Right. Tim Johnson.
Yeah, your personal Johnson. Johnson or what?
Now, take that for what it's worth.
Jimmy's Johnson.
That's right. That relates actually to some of this, the president's thing that I'm going to read here. The
There's Jimmy's Johnson.
I don't need to hear this.
We start with the digression.
That's right. Antarctica and global warming.
It's traditional.
Do we want to get red lights in Virginia?
Oh, okay, so go through the list.
I was going to go through a potential list.
Yeah.
Let's see the one word done. One word you heard
half
about the word
the
that
list.
They want to ban from children's books scrotum
yeah. Baby,
that's right. And, and also we wanted to
have our
Dutch counselor out there weigh in on the detainee thing.
No problem.
Okay, good. So I'm done with that.
Okay.
Chat room ban bill.
Remember?
Oh, chat room. Oh, yes, the chat room ban bill. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And I sent all this stuff out to you guys in full force, so that you are going to help Jimmy this time.
Yeah,
Jimmy
noticed it took about 20 minutes to download.
Screw it. You know, let me tell you, Jimmy. Here's the deal. Jimmy sends you the headline, and you don't know anything that's going about it.
Research, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I don't
and
need
And Chavez.
You. And Hugo.
Hugo.
Yes, I told you.
How could I forget Hugo?
Oh, my God.
Hugo.
I'm telling you.
Chavez. Did you call it, Jimmy? Did you call it? It happened faster than you thought.
No, believe me. Months faster.
Right,
I thought it would at least take till the summer.
Go back, listen to the show.
Oh, my God. Well, way ahead of the curve. Like, so, I'm laughing my butt off. Because you know who the biggest immigration is now to Panama?
Venezuela.
Exactly. They are if you think that the Mexicans are coming over our border, ha, 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 I am laughing.
People are grabbing their cash.
Venezuelans are coming over the border in Panama. In like, I mean, it's like a buffalo herd. They're coming across there. Hi-ya, hi-ya. It's just anyway, so Monday was President's Day.
All right.
This is like so funny.
This was hilarious.
By the way, okay, go ahead.
What?
I was going to say, I didn't get President's Day off for it.
You didn't?
No.
Well, there was no mail delivery.
What kind of commie?
Yeah.
What kind of commie thing is that? Well, the reason is, now you do understand that the President's Day, it used to be Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday, what we had off when I was growing up. They changed it to President's Day because they didn't want a short change.
Not too long ago. In my
It's only been 15 years or something like that. Yeah. But as I say, up until, and one of the reasons was.
They didn't want to shortchange who?
Everybody.
All the other presidents.
Bill Clinton.
In the great mostly Bill Clinton. to be the great equalizer is all politically correct. We can't single out one president. And the other little minor problem.
What about Millard Fillmore?
Well, he was the first,
Well, the other problem was that Lincoln's birthday, the great emancipator, was February 12th. Right. And they were having a problem figuring out whether they should celebrate one or the other. And of course, ever since Martin Luther King, great emancipator, so forth. So they were having they wanted to have two holidays real close together and Martin Luther King's birthday.
Hey,
so they finally said, screw it. We'll have Black History Month all of February and we will have Martin Luther King's birthday.
President's Day.
And then we'll have.
Soon it'll be Leader's Day.
That's it. That's right. Well, except that the thing about it is.
Jimmy Day.
That's right. Guess who rose back to the top? Let's see. Last year it was
Screaming
Reagan.
To number one.
Last year was Reagan. This year Lincoln rose back to the top of the most
sound effects, explosion, flushing sound, anything.
Mr. Penny.
Now let me just go through this real quick. Who are the top five?
What we're talking about here is who is voted in popularity.
Popularity. Gallup took a poll.
Gallup.
And they said, who are the best presidents? They went through and interviewed the usual 1,028 suspects with plus or minus 2% reliability, whatever it was. And of course,
Lincoln is number one again.
Lincoln's number one again. Reagan, I guess, number two. Who else is in there?
Wilson was in there. FDR
was in there. Teddy
Jimmy
Roosevelt.
Carter.
Jimmy Carter actually was in there someplace.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly right.
Ruh-roh.
So anyway, Jimmy wrote this response. I'm going to read this. Is it okay for
me? By the way, George.
I think you should read it verbatim because I really enjoyed the email.
Okay. Here's the.
We're having a reading by Jimmy.
Listen, here's the deal. It was on AOL.
Please. If you have
and they said, would you like to leave a comment? And so I got on there, and here's what I wrote. This, of course, is a stunning success for the government-run indoctrination system. Abe, Teddy, FDR, Wilson, Truman, and Carter should all be bubbling somewhere underneath the pits of last. Abe's legacy is that the race wars continue today after 140-plus years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the deaths of 500,000 men in a war that never should have been fought.
More people killed than all other wars combined.
Right.
Are you kidding?
No. That's right. Teddy, who never would have done anything were it not for the assassination of McKinley, managed to start the Spanish-American War, with this bogus blowing up of the Maine, and usurped power from South American countries. Not content with that, he arbitrarily marked off some 230 million acres as the exclusive domain for the government. At least Jefferson...
National parks.
National parks, right. At least Jefferson paid for his.
Retard alert!
Yeah, exactly.
Then he went after big business with his trust-busting foray. This is to prove that the government, which is big enough to give you something, is damn well big enough to take it all away. Wilson brought us the Federal Reserve, the income tax, and entry into World War One, and the Versailles Treaty. Also, the Alien and Sedition...
Yeah! Can you play a sound of me committing suicide?
Like a nutty! Yeah.
Also, the Alien Sedition Acts, which were first tried over 100 years earlier and ruled unconstitutional then. The same number of American boys died in the 19 months of World War II as in Vietnam. And actually, I looked this up. That's not true. It was 126,000 died in 19 months. Twice as many.
In World War II?
In World War One, in 19 months, we were in World War One.
Okay, just clear. I think you said
126,000. No, John, thank you for that.
Okay.
53,000 Vietnam. But the 19 months, 150. By all accounts, in an aborted effort to get his beloved League of Nations, Wilson caved on the Treaty of Versailles, totally, which by all accounts led directly to World War II.
Yeah, he didn't let the Germans negotiate.
So FDR...
He backstabbed the Germans.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. It was unbelievable. You know, making the world safe for democracy, and people bought it.
14 points and six corollaries.
FDR, after getting elected on a platform of keeping out of the war, promptly got us in. This was after he set the stage for the socialism, which plagues this country today. Among his accomplishments were the starting of our very own Ponzi scheme, a.k.a. socialist security, income tax withholding, and the virtual giveaway of all Eastern Europe to Uncle Joe Stalin. Uncle Joe was our friend back then, so we decided to give all of Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, you know, yada yada. Read the list. Truman managed to incinerate a couple hundred thousand people of civilians, and then, not happy with having a war of his own, decided that we should send our boys over to defend a country the size of Rhode Island, a.k.a. Korea, and they still sit there some 60 years later today defending South Korea. Jimmy Carter did manage to invent a new word, stagflation, wherein we had the inflation of South American proportions along with a record unemployment not seen since the Great Depression. He is also responsible for the Iran hostage situation, which lasted only 444 days and a hugely aborted attempt for the rescue. Today, as he assumed his rightful role as a carpenter, maybe he thinks he's Jesus.
Huh? Woo! Claps.
So that was my post. That was my post on the AOL board to my response to the five greatest presidents.
Did you sign it?
Wait, now, did you come up with your list of the top five?
No, I didn't, actually, because...
Well, rip them off there. I bet you know.
No, actually, I don't. I would say McKinley was one. Taft wasn't too bad.
McKinley? You like McKinley?
I like McKinley because he was a strict constructionist, so to speak. In other words, if he hadn't been assassinated, things would...
I was going to say, did you like him because he died?
No. You'd think. Right. A couple of them.
Made for good news.
Let me tell you, the history of presidents, this is a classic case of shit rise to the top. I mean, floats or whatever. I can tell you, on the history of all of our presidents, we haven't done real well. And it's a good thing in a way, because typically, until fairly recently, and unfortunately, except during wartime, which is when they grab power... They haven't been too powerful. George Washington I liked because he went home, like Cincinnatus, back to the farm. Hi, did my 8 years, did my time, and now it's time for somebody else to assume the roles of this very, very small and limited government. And, you know, you're not supposed to do much. It was a party.
Don't call me king, call me Mr. President.
That's right, exactly right. So he set the stage, which unfortunately, not too many people, it took about 100 years to throw it in the trash. And I would say Lincoln was the first, of course, when he decided to trash the Constitution and keep the Union, which they should have been able to go away. I'm not saying it's whether it's good or bad, but the simple fact is that was totally unconstitutional. But basically, starting in with T.R., things went downhill because they were aggrandizing, self-aggrandizing.
The Roosevelts did more damage to this country than
They are certainly in the top three. And
well, what about Clinton?
What about Hamilton?
I was just hoping to get some.
Well, Hamilton.
I was hoping to get some reaction.
President Hamilton. You mean?
I got nothing. Yeah. It was crickets.
President Hamilton. We didn't have one of those.
Right.
No.
Millard Fillmore. Right.
Well, again, to be honest with you, I don't know. The thing you'd like, obviously, is to have these people be fairly nondescript. They're supposed to be in there for 4 years. At any rate, maybe eight tops.
Well, you know,
and they're not supposed to do much. I mean, look, it's supposed to be a limited, small government, and of course, all governments, as has been pointed out, they accrete power. eventually they will accrete all the
it's
power.
It's osmosis.
All right, well, I just might as well throw some fuel on the fire. And
okay.
Since we're talking about presidents and talking about the presidency.
We should talk about James T. Kirk. Because he was president of space. The final
space. The final frontier.
What are you? What? Okay. Okay. What?
So that brings wait, us.
Are you off your meds or what?
No, maybe he knew what I was going to say. I'm going to ask you about Hillary Clinton.
I knew it.
Here's the deal.
I didn't know that.
I'm voting for Hillary.
You're voting for Hillary.
Well, yeah, because it wrecked the system real quick.
Hey, it's bubble.
Oh my God. Yes.
We have a
very special guest.
Friend, DJ Robert is in the house.
That's right. DJ.
Is in the house.
Get some headphones there, my friend.
Good to see you.
Get all strapped in.
That's right. Strap in. We have a.
So we're talking about Hillary. We don't want to get
Hillary.
Too long.
Hillary, here's the deal. The country.
I hope you're kidding.
I am one of these people that as long as the country's going to go down the toilet, let's flush the goddamn thing and get it out of the way. I mean, let's start over.
Slow boiling of the frog.
I'm done with this. Look, here's the deal. The slope is it's a slippery, slidey slope down to oblivion, and I'm saying let's get it over with in my lifetime. And so we can begin to rebuild the way it's supposed to be done. And
fuck that, Jimmy.
I
mean, wait a second now. I got lots of living to do, and I got some kids, and those kids are going to have kids.
I know, but do you think...
We got to change this thing.
Yeah, okay.
We got to change it.
Here's the deal. To give you an example, it always happens, and this has been explained so many times in The Road to Serfdom. You have to read The Road to Serfdom. The deal is it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry that it ain't going to happen. The accretion of power to government has continued unabated, even with those people. Think about it. Newt Gingrich in 1995, they came.
What about Newt for president? Couldn't he change things? Wouldn't that be good?
Newt is a statist. No, he already gave it. He had his shot. Let me tell you something. In 1995, when they came in, they came in on a platform of smaller government, and Reagan did too. Reagan was elected on, I'm going to do away with the Department of Education. Or if it was either that or it was in 95, it was either in 84 or 95 that they were going to do away with the Department of Education. It is now twice as big as it ever was.
Wait a second. I don't mean to interrupt you here, but
yes,
the main thing.
Yes,
yeah,
you
I do.
He does mean to.
But you've got to be kidding to say let it all go in the toilet. That is.
Well, I think what Jimmy is saying is kind of tongue in cheek, but what he's saying is this.
Not me.
He's saying if it were to all to happen fast, people would recognize
that. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Either you want it all to happen now or you want to stop the tide, which is what Jack's talking about. But I think what Jimmy's saying is that the flow is already going, so now you jump on the bandwagon.
You buy your gold.
But the flow's only been going for two or three years.
Let me give you a little parallel here. Okay, that's fine. God love you. let me give you a little parallel here. I would say that if we had about five Katrinas tomorrow. You see, the people in New Orleans, they still think that the government is big enough to fix everything. But if you had about five Katrinas, they would realize that they got to do it on their own. And they would basically start over. I mean, the symbol is they can't. Government, as I just said earlier, that government which is big enough to give you something is big enough to take it all away. So the deal is that if it collapses, then everybody realizes they need to get smacked upside the head with a 2x4. Look, you're on your own, pal. They can't give you anything. And so when Hillary gets elected and takes over.
Hillary. I never heard the Hillary, though.
Oh, yeah. Third or fourth time. Pay attention to the show. We're on.
No. I had a guest show up, man. I had to rewire the entire board.
All right, so go ahead.
So
I
want to tell you
board.
This much.
Exactly.
And you're saying you
times.
Know, you got your kids and everything, and I can appreciate that. But give you an example. If you think you're going to collect Social Security, if you think that Medicare is going to have it's not.
Right.
You're at the age where it's not going to happen.
But
your kids especially ain't going to happen.
Right. No, I'm not counting on things like that, and I'm not counting on the government to be anything other than a stable entity
Do you call what we've got today stable? They've declared an emergency that they said is there's no end in sight to this emergency. And, oh, by the way, we're going to tap your phones. We're going to look at your mail. We are...
Luke, you
We are going to drive by at We are going to drive by in our cop cars and look at your license plate at 3,000 an hour.
Right.
We're going to send you. We're going to take pictures of your when you go through the red light. We're going to know where you are. We're going to GPS track the shit out of you.
And you know you can't even own a BB gun in California or New York.
Well,
or
so we need
states.
We need to give our listeners a choice here.
The choice is. Is the donation button, of course, and the and so that at least Jimmy can get out of town,
and you can
and
come
can,
join
and
us.
Jimmy and Jimmy can.
Anybody who donates gets to come join us on the island,
and the and they can
of Jimmydom. Jimmydom.
That's right, Jimmydom.
Well, the
Jimmydom.
The Jim Islands.
That's right.
The welcome to
Jim Island.
Jimmy Jamaica.
We Jimmy.
We're going to have some fun down there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, like, give us the money so we can go ahead and. You know, start the seed planted.
So are
and then you can come down there and
well,
join
I can,
us.
So
are you saying? Are you saying find neutral areas in the world to live in?
It's like the free state
and buy them all.
Yeah, now that's,
then,
now that's
and
a good,
protect
I don't
yourself.
Know. I don't know if the that's a good point. I've been meaning it's a little snowy up there right now, but
Ooh,
I would like to go to up there to see what they've done in New Hampshire. You know,
the free state project.
Free Talk Live has moved up there.
The
I
free
think.
State project, which is basically an effort to move every liberal or excuse me libertarian minded
classical
person,
liberal.
Into the same area and basically take it over.
Yeah.
And so we could do that with an island instead of...
Well, I can tell you, let me tell you something. One of the things that you find is you have to ask yourself, how are you going to do it? Now, as you know, if you decide to go into the mountains of Idaho and be your own, they'll Ruby Ridge you.
Yeah.
And so the question you have to ask is, if you start to take over, let's say you do your free... What the idea of the free state thing was that to get enough people up in New Hampshire, they could take over the legislature and essentially, for all intents and purposes, seed.
Right.
Yeah, not obviously, not really, but to basically say, look, we're...
Give them a bunch of problems. Give the federal government problems.
Well, not so much that, but just don't take advantage of any of this stuff, in order you live your own. The little minor problem is, of course, the federal government can come and take all your money, which they do.
And property.
If they start to succeed up there, what you'll see is you'll see a fight up there, and
who's going to win? No, I mean there's no
live free or die. I mean,
no. Live free or die. Just about to
say, there will be bullets a flying.
Well, I mean the problem is it's going to be Plan B,
yeah.
Well, which is the die part.
Hopefully not, but that should wake some people up. But
let me tell you, if you're not awake now. I'm telling you, when you got the five greatest presidents on historically, and they're rated, the worst are rated number one. The education system has done what it's supposed to do. The indoctrination system has succeeded in brainwashing the kids and adults of today. Done.
Jimmy, that was an amazing ability to bring it all back around and just pinch that off like a winner.
So, now, moving on.
We could have talked about that for the whole rest
of
the show.
Actually,
we're going to have
to... Because it's a theme of the whole show.
Well, there is.
There is more because
but,
we
but
did...
But the idea is that there can be change, and the only way change is going to come about is from you, the listener, out there, and us here, of course. But... You are the one that needs to make it happen.
Yeah, the problem has... There are so many problems associated with that, as you know.
You can't own a machine gun legally anymore.
Well,
boy, that really blows.
Let me tell you,
I priced them out the other day. It's like 30 freaking grand, man. And then the cops can come into your house at any point in time you want.
Or don't want. Anytime you don't want.
They can come into your house. Right. Yes.
Please, open the door!
Engineer Eric, open your door up or you're dead.
Well, of course, the other thing is, I guess you could just sit there and say and report them stolen every day.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. They're right, stolen.
So,
bullets coming out of this house? Right. I don't know. Somebody has stolen it. They're still in the house.
So if we're not going to talk about Jimmydom for the rest of the show, which is okay, but we'll have to come back to that. Because remember, things can change. Let's go ahead and say hello to Robert. Robert, welcome to the show. Welcome to
Greetings.
The Jimmy Jones Show.
Greetings.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's DJ Robert.
That's right. So what are
straight
you
from Nueva York?
He's from Boston.
Boston.
From Nueva Boston.
Oh, hey, did you get to see the flashing signs?
That's right. The flashy Cartoon Network signs.
Yep,
you know, was the town really close? For those of our listeners out there, of course, you know. But remember, Boston was shut down for a day.
Shut down.
Terrorist activities from the Cartoon Network.
It was an advertising
from the Cartoon Network.
And they decided to hang dangling wires, digital lights, and small ticking objects all around Boston.
And they got away with it.
And they got away with it for 2 or 3 weeks.
Are they not charged? Are they?
No.
Oh yeah, they're Time Warner's paying $2 million.
Right.
Well, they apologize. No jail charges
that I know of.
Well, the one guy lost his job, Mr. Cartoon.
Yeah, they had to fire some.
So, Robert, give us your feedback. Tell us what it was like to be in Boston at that time.
Not fun.
Well, the traffic is never really good anyway. On a good day,
exactly. So this was like extra bad.
Oh my god!
But I think you know what it was. It was not only the town was shut down, but they were all like really embarrassed. That two kids had gotten away with it.
Really?
That
I wonder what...
And we talked about the kids on the show here. One of them was Dreadlock Rasta.
Oh, totally.
White guy.
Yeah.
I think he might have smoked pot a few times.
Once or twice.
Right, and then
the hair strand sample.
His other innocent friend, so apparently they giggled their way through
the interview was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah.
First brought in.
Why'd they do that?
They basically... I think their lawyer had basically said, "Don't talk about it."
Shut up!
Exactly.
Counselor, you should have sent him a get out of jail free card.
Cue that
sticky back.
Cue that Tommy Chong there. Say, hey, man.
Yep.
So,
I hope your dick's bigger than this, Nick.
First thing I landed on.
Yes.
You know, whatever.
So it was okay, and they said no.
Is it okay if I say no?
That's right.
That's our motto.
A true listener, Robert.
Our blip
up there in Boston.
So I guess they don't want to be doing that again anytime soon.
No, but it, really, in the interview, the little news conference, anytime anybody asked them a question, instead of just saying, "My lawyer told me not to say anything," especially the guy in dreadlocks would just make a comment about his hair. So they'd say, for example, did you have any idea that you were going to cost the city of Boston this much money in, security and police teams and so on? And
nearly three quarters.
And he'd say, "Yes, I think my hair is looking really good now. What do you think of these dreadlocks?" it was great.
Oh, that's great.
We need to
get a clip of that on the show.
Well, I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Hey, listen, speaking on our website, we are going to have some new photos up, and we might even have some clips. I don't know about Mr. Dreadlock. We'll try to get that one.
Yeah.
No, he's probably on YouTube. I would imagine that whole thing.
MySpace. Don't forget Jimmy Dillon on MySpace.
That's right.
We're getting lots of friends on that.
So lots of friends.
Keep signing up.
Got Joan Jameson.
Jenna Jameson. All right.
I wonder if we can get Brittany.
Maybe we probably could.
Ball Brittany.
Hey, can you get us Brittany?
Cue ball?
Oh, she can get us Brittany.
Cue ball Brittany.
Oh, we can get cue ball Brittany.
Okay, that's great.
I don't know. Sinead Brittany.
She's fleeing.
Shears is the one I like.
Yeah, right. Brittany Shears.
All right. Well, Robert, we're going to continue with the show, but feel free to jump in at any time. I also have an experience with
JetBlue, if you guys heard about.
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting a ticket?
I'll find out. I should.
They issued
a big
apology, and I commend them for this. They said, "Hey, we're sorry. We screwed up. We did make honestly, there's still the weather. You got to you can't do anything about the weather.
They had some bad plans.
But hey, at least they lived up to it. I got to give them the
job.
Not me.
Did you actually wait on the tarmac somewhere?
That I didn't. But we were supposed to leave. Try to get the Reader's Digest version, and I'll probably fail miserably. And we were supposed to get a 6:05 flight on Thursday the 15th out of Boston. It was going to go to JFK, and then from JFK to Jacksonville. So 6:05 flight, we get there nice and early at 3:30. We wait in line until 7.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the flight's supposed to leave at 6:05.
Right. Yeah.
3.5 hours.
So we're for those like 3.5 hours.
All right.
With a 5-year-old.
So it was really like 50 hours.
50 hours in real human time. Yeah, parent time.
All right.
And we got to the front, and they said, "Sorry, but the JFK to Jacksonville part has been canceled because of all the messed up flights from earlier in the week. And but go to the gate and see what they can do. So we go to the gate, and we wait and wait, and then the at about.
I hate to, if this is the Reader's Digest version, I would hate to see what the long version is.
Well, it's a multi-hour story now.
If Robert sounds like a chipmunk during the
explanation,
it's because we did a little
editing.
Time compression.
That's right. So then about midnight, they start giving these, I think, false announcements about how they're trying to get...
So we're 9 hours now.
Yeah.
All right.
How they're going to get crews from different cities to start shuttling them around the country.
Just start telling them anything. Best story wins a free steak dinner.
So the final thing was at 2:15, they said, hey, you know what? There's a flight that goes from Boston to Orlando. Why don't you get on that one?
And
you'll be on standby. You're number 22 on the list. But since everybody else has left, you'll probably get on.
Here's your wing seat.
So did you get
exactly.
there? Exactly. Literally.
Yes.
So you took the Orlando flight and made it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the question is...
And our luggage arrived 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would expect no less. Yeah.
The 18th or something,
yeah.
3 days.
My question is, I noticed on the news report, it said that the people that were stuck on the tarmac and had all these a lot of people that had problems were getting either refunds of $25 or, like, brand-new round-trip tickets and all this. So I'm wondering, how do they figure out who gets what? Do you have to apply?
How loud do you scream?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, I think it's a lot. Yeah, exactly. It's how loud do you scream? So far, they have... Well, first of all, they shuttled us from Orlando to Gainesville.
They had somebody
drive us in a van, so that was cool. That's a start. And then they claimed that they were going to give us $150 credit because of our having to buy toiletries and clothes and stuff
like that. Right, right, right.
And since then...
because we had to use our clothes for our toiletries.
Exactly.
Now, that would have been the thing. They should have provided you, at least, it seems, with a supply of Depends.
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, after all, I would think that would be mandatory on airplanes.
I'll tell you, one time we got stuck on the tarmac for 5 hours, and before it was all over, we had them giving out free booze to the whole plane.
Nice. was that with us?
Yeah.
With me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, now that was... they wouldn't do that anymore.
No,
that's gone. That's
because we would be arrested by our boisterousness.
Yeah.
Well, because I remember on one of those.
FAA.
No,
you're coming with us, Jimmy.
We were trying
Counselor,
to get thrown off.
Engineer, you're done.
Yeah, we were trying to get thrown off. I was praying.
The point is to get us off the plane, right?
Anything, right?
They shut us up, right?
What are you going to get? You're going to get $150 so far.
So far, and then there was an article in the Times today talking about how they've. Over the last few days, they've set up a system where, depending on how many hours you waited, either in the airport or on the tarmac or whatever...
$100 an hour?
Well, I doubt it.
Yeah, it's more like... I forgot what it was. It was like
minimum
25 or 50 or 100.
Well, I wonder, and then it's probably like the what they did with the New Year, when the people, survivors or whatever you want to call it, from the Twin Towers thing, they rated you depending on how far you were away, how much asbestos you breathed, or whatever it is, and that kind of thing. So I guess waiting.
I think they call it hit points.
Yeah, and so the point is, I would guess that
you were in plate armor, you had a +5 defense.
I had a +5. It just rolled.
But
three dice.
I would guess that time in the actual cylindrical airplane would count for more than time in the terminal.
I would hope so.
I would have gone nuts. I mean, I remember one time this happened to me. I was on a plane, small digression, and that's right, here it is. And
the whole show has been a
actually let us off the plane. They realized we weren't going to fly right away. They had to fix a, motor or something like that. And so they let us off the plane. And I said, I wasn't going to get back on. They said, okay, now you can get back on. We're just about ready to go. I said, I'm not getting back on until you're really ready to go. And I stood out there, and they threatened me with everything you can imagine. I stood out there on the tarmac. This is one of the planes where this is back in the, not, wasn't that all that long ago, but this particular airport was not one of those where you have the funnel that goes out to the top of the plane. Right. It was actually, you had to walk across the tarmac and up the stairs. And I stood out there on the tarmac until the pilot actually looked at me and finally, gave me the thumbs up, and that's when I got back on the plane. I said, I'm not getting on until you're ready. And it was like, I stood out there and wandered around the tarmac probably for an hour and a half that I would have had to sit on the stupid airplane. So I know how that is. Oh, God. Okay, moving on. Shut up. Look, You can edit it out.
Okay.
It's that simple. To continue with the lockdown, did you see where the team of neuroscientists announced a scientific breakthrough last week to use brain scans to discover on what somebody's mind?
Yes. Huh. Interesting. Very. I've been waiting for this actually to come
this
down the pipe.
This is Minority Report. Tom Cruise comes to life, right?
Well, it's also a little,
you know, it's also, well, what?
In this particular professor's dream.
What? A dream! And the dream is a little damp.
I would have dreamed.
It's a damp dream.
This is,
I would have dreamed of living in a corridor.
Hobgoblin? Slowbogan.
Yeah, no, Slobgoblin.
Slobgoblin. You know, I think... I remember he's famous over there at the university. He's one of the professors that gets a lot of hoopla talk about him. And it's a great breakthrough. I mean, I've been waiting for this to come through because it seems obvious if they could trace all the blood flow in your brain, they can certainly identify which parts of the brain and what you're thinking about in general terms, that is to say.
But put a picture up there. Now, I can tell you this is the beauty of this is you can imagine what would happen. They put this on guys. And it's all naked women.
It's all.
Right. I mean, that's this super active area down here.
It's just one huge boobie. If you like, you know, network. No, all I mean the that's no, that huge boobies.
But I did like this. Of course, that was locally here. It's the University of Florida professor Christopher Slobogin.
Yeah, that's all.
And who is visiting Stanford?
Slobgoblin.
But I love the way this thing reads, though. Researchers from the Max Planck Institute, which is a pretty good deal, for human cognitive and brain sciences, along with scientists from London and Tokyo, asked subjects to secretly decide in advance whether to add or subtract two numbers and whether that they would be later shown. Using computer algorithms and functional magnetic resonance imaging, or the scientists were able to determine with 70% accuracy what the participants' intentions were even before they were shown the numbers.
Ah!
Yes! And so we have this. That's right. So the beauty is Minority Report comes true. And along with the...
Well, that's in this particular professor's dream, like I said.
Dream!
I mean, seriously, for being so smart, he's such a moron. I mean, it's hard to believe.
Well, let me tell you, with a name like Slobogin, I can tell you, this guy was beat up.
He was...
In K through 12.
Poland, where he grew up? You have to wait for the harm. You have to wait at least for the attempt to the harm before you jump in there.
Again, you know, you say that, but I can tell you right now...
I don't know, that sounded pretty good in my headphones. Can you do that?
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah,
that's the old from Brazil. That's right. The teletype.
Teletype machine.
I love that. No, I love that sound. I used to have one.
He's trying to analyze his thoughts. Go ahead.
That's right.
All right.
I had something to say. Wait a minute. Dang it, you got me off.
Lost it.
Senior
it's
moment.
Gone.
I said the attempt. The attempt. You have to at least make the attempt.
Oh, right. Okay. And this is what I was wrote someplace else. If you give somebody a tool, especially a guy, like an A-bomb or something, or axe, or rocket, they'll find a way to use it.
I was just saying, we're going to use it.
That's right. No, we're going to use it. I mean, you can't give a kid a firecracker that he doesn't want to try and use it. I remember when I was growing up. Exactly. We got an H-bomb. Let's see what it'll do.
He lighted off that dim dog, dare you. Yeah,
that's right. Everybody out in the backyard.
I remember when I was in grade school, literally, a friend of mine had an old, his father had an old hand grenade. And we said, and what was the first thing we wanted to do?
Pull the pin. God damn, man.
Pull the pin.
So what happened when you did it?
Yeah, well, it turned out that the father had just enough foresight
to drill it out.
We didn't see it. He'd apparently emptied it out ahead of it. But we pulled the pin and threw it. I mean, it was a pineapple. We pulled the pin and threw it. Honest to God. Honest to God, Jimmy would not be here today, or at least would be
threw it right at the neighbor's.
No. We were out in the middle of a field.
Oh,
we were in the middle of a field. As God is my witness, we were in the middle of a field, and it would have been the beauty was it was my high school field. If this thing had gone off,
crater on the 25-yard line.
Exactly. No, precisely. Precisely.
And two dead students standing 10 yards away.
No, well, at least
on the five.
At least wounded. At least wounded. Yeah,
that's about as far as you're gonna throw it.
No,
well, it's true. And you give government a tool like this, but this is so far off. This is really totally in the super experimental stages at this point. It's going to be at least months till they get
at least months. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad
huge
to hear
timeline.
That.
Till this is approved in court. Timeline.
Yeah, this is months till it's approved in court. No, really, they haven't even approved lie detector tests and stuff like that yet. You have to be. You have to.
But that would look. Let me tell you, a lot of this stuff though.
But they're going to.
Unbeknownst, look. How about the voice analysis stuff they use on the phone? You can buy those things for $50 and tell.
The damn naked cameras are putting in, you know, all over the place.
Naked cameras?
Yeah, these are the cameras that are right out of Total Recall, where they can see through your clothes.
See through your clothes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Did you see the one where they you could see the fart?
No, yeah. That was the classic.
That was the best.
I think Stitch or somebody sent that to us.
Let's put that on their website.
That was the best. That was the best. Yeah. This guy was walking
sitting
through
in the airport, and it's like
no, he's walking through, and you see this black cloud come out of his butt.
Yeah.
And this was with the I'm serious.
The infrared thermal cam.
The infrared thermal cam, and you know, his fart obviously was 20 degrees hotter than the rest of it. And this thing, I will say this: it did float away pretty quick.
Well, you know, that's good. Well, of course, he waved it a little bit.
Yeah, it was great. He did two big ones.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I haven't seen the.
Oh,
need
my
to get
God.
This on
you
website.
It's got to be.
Yeah, Lou, you got to get a computer,
this
Jack.
This has got to be on the
South
website.
Park humor it's, here.
No, this is.
No, it's real life. It was.
We talked about it last time about the new cameras they got that can sort of see through clothes.
Talked
not quite
last
as good as Total Recall.
Was I here? I don't remember that.
Well, you were. Your body was here.
Yeah.
So, you were still alive.
All right. So anyway,
This was before the.
I think this was an internet type of thing.
No. Well, you know, can I? Are we done with that? Because can I?
Yeah.
Well, that dovetails into this too. Well, was that, you know, talking about giving a guy a toy and then saying he's not going to play with it. This lady.
We all have our own toy that we play with.
Yeah, that's right. This thing about
North Korea. You want to see my toy?
You hear the latest about North Korea is what I'm talking about. Actually, getting back into serious stuff. And then
that is not serious at all. Did you see that?
Closing the reactor in exchange for food.
Did you see what Jimmy's response was on that?
There goes the reactor. Yes. Ready? Oh, there he went.
No, did you see what they have gone? I can't believe this.
It's ROT at what? ROT rolling on the floor.
I was rolling on the floor like awful. I sat there and thought, fool me once. Do you not, you know, right. Clinton already did this. A dozen years ago. Look, hey, we're going to give you all this goods if you close down your reactor. And Kim Il-jung says, okay, fine. 20 minutes later, after he gets all the shit.
20 minutes.
He turns the power back on.
And now we're doing it all over again. I'm going back.
So this was about a week ago, so the 13th, but they agreed to close their main nuclear reactor in exchange for a package of food, fuel, and other aid from the United States, China, South Korea, and Russia.
Yeah, and what Condoleezza says, this is different from last time because there's more people involved.
And so they're calling it a breakthrough.
The volume has increased, therefore it's completely different.
This is unbelievable.
It's different because it's later in time.
$400 million worth of various kinds of aid in return for the money.
And mostly it's going to be, he wants iPods, and what else does he want? Barbie
iPods,
dolls or something.
Exactly.
He wants one of them blow-up dolls. And
the $6,500
real one.
$6,500 real doll, right, from the
Japanese. Here's the thing. If you were a country and you had $1 billion, say, and you could choose to spend it on a weapons program or food, well, you'd be a fool to do anything other than what you do is you choose the weapons program.
Because you get the food.
Then you get the food.
Boom, done. No, of course.
Both.
That's exactly right. You get both for the price. That's exactly right. Duh. So that's what Iran's doing. That's what they all do for guys.
So how long do you think it'll take before they start up again?
I'd say
it's already done.
I'm looking here
looking
at my watch.
Black, yeah.
I'm looking here. I'm clicking my watch.
12:30 Eastern.
And your watch actually gets clocked. It actually keeps in time with that nuclear reactor they have in North
right,
Korea.
Exactly
and,
right.
And it hasn't lost many seconds.
No, it's atomic watch.
Right. It's atomic watch.
Countdown.
Here's my suggestion, just in the spirit of Jack's hope suggestions.
Jack Hope, is that a new host we have here?
Jack
right.
Hope
Show.
Jack Hope. The Jack Hope Show.
What I would do with the cash...
None of that will be aired, so don't worry.
...is just bribe the scientists. You just put out a big wanted ad for all nuclear scientists, and you offer them top dollar, and you skim them right off of whatever countries are out there getting their scientists
that's,
to work.
You know, actually, that's not a bad idea. Of course, we've tried that with the nuclear warheads. You know, the United States has tried to buy up a bunch of them from the old broken-up Soviet Union, and there's still some of them are escaping through.
They produce enough fissible material to create about 100,000 bombs. So it,
the problem is, if 99,000 of them, we buy up 99,000, that still leaves, unfortunately, enough to do some damage.
Major damage.
Yeah. Well, so we're not going to be here. Listen, we need to take a break.
You want to take a break?
Yes, break time.
Break time.
Break time.
Ah, yeah, we made it through two topics. That's good.
That's good.
we made it through two topics.
That's a record for the Jimmy Noble.
I'll tell you what, man. If since Robert's here, Robert, do you want to hear anything special for the break music?
Yeah, what's the break music? We got to have some break music. I don't know. We'll get it going, and we'll be back in just...
By the time this thing gets edited, we'll probably be back in about 2 days.
All right. Robert, did say something? I'm going to play something to piss him off here. Come on over. Come on over, baby. Come on over. Come on over, baby. You just listened to part one of the February 21st Jimmy Doan Show. If you need part two, you can get it from jimmydoan.com or your favorite podcast directory. God, sounding like Laura now.